And as such, this testifies to the lofty importance that Halakha accords to pikuach nefesh, or saving lives in general. But as originally stated, the Rodef defense pertained only to a situation in which one individual directly encountered a second individual attempting to kill a third individual. The law was expanded in its interpretation, however, to apply to more indirect situations, to the prevention of non-capital crimes, and to the protection of the public as a whole. To take a significant example from the previous decade, Yigal Amir, the assassin of Yitzhak Rabin, attempted to argue that his killing of Rabin was halakhically justified, since Rabin was a moser, or informer, who by negotiating to establish a Palestinian state became a rodef, who endangered the whole Jewish people. Most authorities rejected Amir's claim, but the fact that he made it at all shows the danger of allowing any legal exceptions or shortcuts to due process. The ancient sages were aware of this, as Weintraub argues, and thus they endeavored to place a number of important restrictions on the application of the Rodef principle. There are three primary restrictions on the application of Rodef. First, that force must be intended to save a particular victim from imminent and probable harm. Second, that Rodef cannot be used to justify harm to third-party innocents. And third, that the Rodef must be thwarted with minimal harm proportional to the threat that he poses. Weintraub deals with each of these restrictions in turn before asking how they might apply to the interrogation of U.S. detainees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo. With regard to the first restriction, that force may be employed only to save a particular victim from imminent and probable harm, the rabbis emphasize the spontaneity of such a situation. The intervention cannot be premeditated. It cannot be based on one's assessment of the prior conduct or future threat posed by the Rodef, but rather must be in response to a pressing and present need. If the attacker one seeks to foil has already stopped beating the third party by the time one reaches him, for example, at that point violence against the attacker remains assault and is not protected by the Rodef defense.